first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Plates talks about the great marketplace of ideas.
We agree, we disagree. Reasonable minds regularly differ on what is true or right. I say this about that, and you respond with that about this. The endless analysis of what is best or better continues unabated, and that is as it should be. As rational human beings deciding the larger questions that guide and govern our lives, we are well and truly served by continuing to engage in the great marketplace of ideas that democracy provides to us all in equal measure. I believe that the truth will emerge from the competition of ideas in a free, transparent public discourse, and that ideas will be refined on their merits, resulting in acceptance or rejection by the community. Oliver Wendell Holmes, the renowned Supreme Court Justice, suggested just this in a dissenting opinion offered more than 100 years ago, and the light of this lesson is not dimmed a single watt in the passing century. So why do I revisit this concept today? Because I believe we have wandered off the path of free and mutually respectful exchange and find ourselves alone in the wilderness of unending and largely unilateral disagreement. There are many with whom I disagree, and more than a few that disagree with me. But I think we can all agree that the marketplace of competing ideas is a forum that unites us all, for good or ill, in spite of our disagreements.
Steve Plates is a Santa Cruz resident and believer in the free exchange of ideas. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. This program was produced by Laurie Korn and Mathilde Rand.